email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we mentioned last week that demand for home STI testing kits is on the rise. More than 126,000 free sexually transmitted infection home testing kits were dispatched by the HSE last year, as well as over 1.2 million condoms. To look at the rise in demand and how to get a kit, we're joined by Dr. Aisling Loy, consultant in sexual health. Hello again, Aisling.
Hi, Ray.
Thanks so much for coming in.
No problem.
This is all good news, isn't it?
It's great news. Anything that increases accessibility to healthcare, and especially when it's free, is amazing news. We're one of the first countries in the world that offers this service to the entire country at no cost. So if you're in the sticks in, you know, many miles away from one of the many STI clinics there are in the country, there's 23 free clinics, then, you know, or there's embarrassment or there's cost involved in getting there, you can get this discreetly delivered to your door and do your tests at home, send it back and get the results to your phone.
I remember when you were on and this was announced that the HSE were giving out free STI testing kits, and we went through all the things that are an impediment to people presenting to be tested.
Yeah.
And you've mentioned some of them already.
Yeah.
Embarrassment is probably the big one, is it?
Yeah, it is. You know, some people find it really difficult to come through the doors of a clinic. They don't know what to expect. It's an alien sort of situation to be. They're worried that they'll be spotted by someone. You know, they're just worried about what that interaction will involve. Talking about your sexuality, your sex life is you know, something we keep usually very private, and talking to a complete stranger about it can be daunting, and we totally understand that. But then at the same time, we would say to people, look, this is our bread and butter. It's what we do day in, day out. Your story's not going to be any more shocking or different to what we've heard already. And, you know, if you are worried about something, so the home test kit will go so far. But if you still are worried, you know, don't be afraid to come in and chat to us.
Okay. You've seen it all.
We've seen it.
Now, you just... sort of empathise with the experience, you ordered one online just
yeah.
to see what the whole process was like.
Yeah, so I had to first tell my husband expect this through the post. But yes, I ordered a kit just to see how easy it was and what it looked like when it came through, because sometimes I'd be asked to come on radio shows like this and talk about it and I wouldn't have a clue what I was talking about. So yes, I ordered it and it, you know, it came and it's very easy. It's very discreet. It comes letterbox sized, white envelope through the no distinguishing marks. You wouldn't know what it was, and a little box inside, and very easy to follow explanation of what to do, how to do it. You're doing your finger prick for the blood and the swabs, depending on, you know, what your sexuality is and who you're having sex with. And you're guided through that process on the website as to what particular thing to order that suits you, and then you post it back and you get your results back to your phone within a few days. And if there's a positive test result, then the steps to deal with that are also then put in place. So it's very integrated healthcare with the clinics as well.
Okay. And do they have figures on the demographic of the people who are asking the HSE for free tests?
Yeah, so most of them are around 70% or under 35. So the 20 to 35 age category. And then 60% are women and 40% are men. And that is, we're fine with that, because women are the people who actually bear the brunt more so of the consequences of STIs. So, and what I mean by that is, if you're a woman and you get something like chlamydia, it's often very silent and it can cause pelvic inflammatory disease and infertility further down the line. So it's important for women to be, you know, on top of their testing. It's important for men too, but the 60%, 40% split is okay.
Yeah, I should have said at the outset that we're going to be talking about things of an explicitly sexual nature. So if they're little ears, maybe you should do something about that. Is there a time after you have sex, and I suppose people then are worried, maybe they had a one-night stand or something like that. And is there a time between that and when the STI becomes obvious?
Yeah.
If they were tested in intervening time, would it be spotted?
Yeah, so don't test too early. So things like chlamydia, gonorrhea, wait at least 2 weeks. And just to remember that most of these things are asymptomatic. So don't say after 2 weeks you look at, I'm grand, there's no symptoms. So most STIs have absolutely no symptoms. Things like HIV, wait 6 weeks. And syphilis up to 90 days, hepatitis B up to 90 days. So just if you get a negative test and you're in what we call the window period, do retest or present to a clinic if you're worried. And then also just to mention, if you were at risk of HIV, so say if you had, if you were a gay man, for example, and had unprotected anal sex, within 72 hours, you should present to an A&E or an STI clinic. So don't wait, because you can get HIV prophylaxis if you aren't on PrEP. So it's like the morning after pill, essentially.
They work retrospectively.
They work retrospectively, but you only got a 72-hour window period to get to a clinic or an emergency department to get those pills to prevent.
And when should you opt to attend a clinic and not use one of the posted out tests?
So ideally, the posted out tests are for asymptomatic people. So we really want people who have symptoms to come to a clinic. For example, you know, I had a young man this morning who had done his test and he was negative on the SH24 test, but he then sort of realised after a few weeks that maybe there's something else going on, and he presented with what probably is Mpox. So if you have anything symptom wise, so rash, lesions, unusual discharge, abnormal bleeding, or you're just worried. Some people, it's okay. They come in and they're really apologetic, saying, "I'm really sorry. I feel like I'm wasting your time. You know, I shouldn't be here." And they're just worried. And it's okay to sort of come in for that. We do a lot of that because with sexual healthcare, there's a lot of emotional investment in it. And often, you know, they can't talk to other people about what's going on. So it's okay to come in and get your test done in person if you want to have a chat about, and we can do safe sex promotion and advise about what you should be doing, shouldn't be doing, and other things like vaccines, maybe PrEP and things.
So as well as your medical expertise, you're a listening ear as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so much, although I'm not a psychologist, never trained in it, after 20 years of sitting listening to people pouring their hearts out in clinic on a daily basis, there's a lot of tears being shed and a lot of, you know, shame, regret and all of those things, and we've heard it all and we can talk people through. There's just so much anxiety around this aspect of health.
So the clinic you work in is called a GUM clinic?
GUM clinic, genitourinary medicine clinic. So we don't often, people think of just STIs. We only do STIs. So we look after STIs and HIV, but actually a lot of what we do is skin conditions. So we look after things, so you don't have to be there just because, you know, you've got a STI risk. So we'll see many older people with things like lichen sclerosis, dermatoses. So it's very hard to work out and to navigate the healthcare system in Ireland to say, gosh, where do I go to? I've got this itchy burning rash on my genital area. Should it be a dermatologist? Should it be a gynecologist? Should it be my GP? And the answer to that is it's GUM. That's what we do.
Right,
but
GUM.
In Ireland, people don't really understand. If I say I'm a GUM doctor, they think I'm talking about the gums in their mouth. Whereas if you go to the UK and you say, I'm going to see a GUM doctor, people automatically know what GUM is. There's a lot more of us over there.
But they have a different attitude to this sort of thing over there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Do you know, if you went up to someone and said, where's the local GUM clinic? People would know what that meant and know where to put. And there's one usually within reach of, you know, most locations. Whereas in Ireland, there's just still that hangover of the whole Catholic guilt and, you know, no sex before marriage and all of that sort of stuff, that we're really on the back foot when it comes to sexual health and attitudes and embarrassment and shame and all of that.
And it's changing.
It's changing.
That's why I said it's good news.
It's good news that people are, you know, and it just shows that the desire for testing is out there. You know, 126,000 kits ordered last year. It's huge demand. And actually, that only accounts for half of the chlamydia diagnosis in Ireland. So, you know, the other over half presented
we're
to GUM clinics.
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know, we see huge amounts of patients.
And before I let you go, what in the charts of STIs, what's top of the...
Top of the charts is, I feel we're doing like a countdown on in a radio station. So top of the charts is chlamydia, in at number one. But it's come down now about 15% in the last year. And so it's chlamydia and gonorrhea is always the top two. We're seeing a lot more things like herpes, syphilis is on the increase. But the two main ones have come down 15%. We think some of that is because we've been using these home testing kits for a few years, and it's reducing the infection burden in the population, and hopefully onward transmissions are coming down.
And then the 1.2 million condoms.
The 1.2 million condoms. And you can order now, the GBMSM community, when they're ordering their home test kits, can order condoms as well. So they're posted out. So that's a great...
Great. And all this HSE.ie?
Yeah, or SH24.ie. It's all free.
Great.
Yeah.
Dr. Aisling Lloyd, thanks so much.
No problem, thank you.
Quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.